All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I'm doing this from my hotel room. I'm with Ron Sergi. Ron Sergi is a reverse speech. I'm saying reverse speech expert. I was about to say therapist, but that'd be completely wrong. Reverse speech expert. That basically you study the subconscious mind on what people are really trying to say, correct? Is that correct, Ron?
That's correct. Yeah.
And your findings are nothing short of awesome, right? Very revealing stuff.
They will add another layer of information or data to whatever.
Wow. And from my understanding, he's done the reverse speech on me, and I guess I'm going to find out what that is. I'm going to see what's going on in my subconscious right now. I'm wondering if it has to do with boxing, seriously. But he's going to reveal that live here with all of you. I don't know what it is. I have no idea, but I'm brave enough to go ahead and go into these uncharted waters, folks. But first, folks, get your noble goal. Noble goal. Are you worried about the future of the U.S. economy? Because we all are. With so much uncertainty in the air, it's natural to fret about the security of your retirement savings. But there's one asset that stands the test of time, and that's gold. For centuries, gold has been the hedge against market volatility and economic instability. Yes, I said that word right this time. With a gold IRA from Noble Gold Investors, you can harness the power of precious metals to help protect your financial future. By rolling over your existing IRA or 401k into a self-directed gold IRA, you can enjoy the potential for long-term growth and stability. Diversify your portfolio with a tangible asset that has real value. Setting up your gold IRA has never been easier with Noble Gold Investments' streamlined process and expert guidance. This election year, don't let election volatility and uncertainty keep you up at night. Vote for the time of safety of gold and silver in 2024. Noble Gold Investments will give you up to 10 one-ounce silver drum coins or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar if you open a qualified account, folks. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com, noblegoldinvestments.com now and get started. All right, Ron, let's get started on this. I'll probably be asking some real elementary questions. I know nothing about this stuff. I thought when I first talked to you, I had it confused with body language. I thought you were going to talk about body language, how someone
sits. That's good
sits
stuff, too.
Yeah.
That's good stuff, too.
But this, to me, is more intriguing because it's something I've never even thought about, reverse speech. When you say something like reverse speech, right? I think about back in the day, in the 70s, 80s, when you used to get a record and like play it backwards and you'd hear all this demonic shit. And I remember I'd be like, oh man, this is, you know, devil worshipers, you know, you'd get a Iron Maiden record or a Metallica, whatever, and play it backwards. You'd hear all kinds of crazy shit. But now you're saying, no. This is actually coming out in people's regular speech, and they have no idea it's subconscious.
Absolutely.
So people could just be giving themselves away constantly.
It's going on every single day, every single nanosecond that exists. So let me explain something real quick. So our brain is split into two hemispheres. You got the left and right hemisphere, right? So it's a dualistic tool. So it's polarized. It has two of everything. So you have two forms of dreaming. You can daydream or you can night dream. You have two forms of sight. You have these two eyes here, but you also have a third eye, right? You have a third eye that everyone around the world, it's the pineal gland that calls it the third eye. So you have two forms of sight. That's your inner sight. We also have two forms of speech. So right now, as I'm talking to you, I'm using my left brain. It's my conscious mind. It's the forward speech. Simultaneously, as I'm speaking forward, my subconscious mind is speaking in reverse. So you have two forms of speech. But of course, the speech tandems on top of the forward. So Alexander Graham Bell was the first one to scientifically document what I'm about to share today. And then Aleister Crowley wrote some things about this. And then you got a lot of the musicians that were jumping onto Crowley's work, and they were putting stuff purposely in their music, and that's called reverse masking. So there's two forms of the reversals. Go ahead.
So I've always understood that before a record gets put out or a CD gets put out, they do some spell ritual, spell magic on it, to force the sales of it to make it hit number one or number two. And they really depend on the ceremony or ritual that's involved to push to push the record. I've always been told that. I've never seen it in real life. I don't know. That's just hearsay. But I've also heard that when you play I guess a record, a record backwards, you could hear me subliminal messaging, right?
That's
And
correct.
spells. Now, am I on target with that? Is that part of
Well,
this?
so the record, the words are already put down. So they're them casting a spell is kind of enveloping that what's already put down. So that's just another layer of, it's kind of like a fractal, so
Right.
there's the core, which is the verbiage, the reversal, or the forward singing. But that's a little, that's, yes, that all exists. And they would have to know about this science that I'm about to talk about here, because people like John Lennon, this is, well, at this stage of the game, most people are aware of all this. But from my understanding and my belief, and we briefly spoke about this, Paul McCartney died in 66. And so the last three Beatle albums were absolutely saturated in recording and
Allegedly, they're
mastering.
saying we have to say allegedly on YouTube.
Sure, yes, he allegedly had not survived the car crash.
Right.
And allegedly, John Lennon was putting in all these, it's called reverse masking. And from my understanding, I've listened to another piece of work that it was George Harrison's last testimony explaining why John was doing all that, basically getting it off of his chest that they were fooling the
So
world.
you're saying, was he subconsciously doing this, or was he purposely doing this in the record?
Purposely, he was purposely doing it, knowing that the right brain, the subconscious, was going to pick all this up. It's like a subliminal message. Okay,
So,
that's
but you
one.
would have to be some kind of genius to speak in your regular language and know that it could be reversed and then actually declare what you're saying, actually have a message there for people. That's, you get what I'm saying? Like, to do
Yeah.
that purposely would take a lot of talent,
Right.
a
And
lot of genius.
a lot of it was so this so I want to make sure that we keep the organic stuff and the reverse masking separate, because the reverse masking, you can almost hear the artificialness about it. Whereas an organic reversal, which you'll hear in a minute, it's organic, and there's a different flow to it. Whereas the reverse masking, it was, you could tell it was put there. It's like they
Got
put
you.
it in
Okay,
there.
I got you. So, but so that's what John Lennon was doing, the reverse masking, correct?
Yes, correct.
Because he was putting that there.
Correct. And so this
Wow.
was part of our training. I trained with the premier reverse speech expert in the world. His name is David John Oates. He's a wonderful man. He claims and shows some paper trail that he trained the Pentagon, and he went, and this was like in the late 80s, and then after he trained them, they totally shut the door on him, but he did show some
So they didn't need him anymore.
exactly, yeah,
Right. So they took this and ran with it. And
pretty
then,
much. And I yeah it's pretty much, yeah.
so what can you discover by using these methods of reverse speech? So what are you trying to find out exactly?
Okay, let me just give you this short little storyline, 2 minutes, and then it leads into what you're asking. In the mid-80s, in the 40s, my great grandfather invented a specific type of fingerprint powder in photography. Today, it's known as searchy fingerprinting. Most people on the East Coast, police officers, they would know searchy forensics, searchy criminal research. So then my grandfather preceded his work as a chemist, and this so in the 80s, when I'm in my early teens, I would go to the shop where he was. We had a big the family-owned business, and about 20 family members all worked at the criminal research lab. So I'd frequent there, and with my mom, and my grandfather had this amazing tape player, and he was playing stuff backwards. And then my mom and I would go home and talk about it and stuff. And that's when she brought out all the Beatles things a lot. So that was my first introduction to reverse speech. It was in my early teens with my family. And then,
So your family was already well on board with this before you. You just kind of
oh,
took
yeah.
it.
Oh,
Okay.
yeah. Definitely my grandfather. Yeah,
Is this
definitely.
something new that your family discovered, or is it this is?
Oh, no. Well, remember, I
Oh,
mentioned
you said
Alexander.
David Oates, right?
Well, Alexander Graham Bell was the first one to scientifically document this. So David Oates took off with all this in the early 80s. So it was probably like to where I think I was about 14, something like mid 80s is when I started to hear about it. And at this point, people are already kind of spinning their albums backwards. But the whole thing with a vinyl album and a needle is like you're spinning that thing and you're kind of thinking you're hearing stuff and you know. But today we have digital technology. So it makes it really, which you'll see in a second, and it makes it a lot easier to stretch things out, to speed it up or slow it down, and it makes it easier to hear the syllables. So if they say something like heart or hard, you know, it could, that's a big difference if they're saying hard or heart. So on
But
an album.
my question is, do you maybe, I mean, if you really look for with what you're trying to find, you're gonna find it. You know what I mean? If you search hard enough, you're gonna find, if you're really looking into this and you're really trying to discover something, you're gonna find it. That's just the way our consciousness works, right? I mean, if you're really digging deep and you wanna find something, if you're that's the words have gotta be there, you're gonna find it. You get what I'm saying?
Everyone's talking. You're not. Here's something before we really get into all this. It takes a lot of time to do this. It's very time consuming. You got to take the video, you got to convert it, you got to, you know, and then you got to stretch it out and you got to do all this stuff, right? So it's a very time consuming. And, you know, one of my dreams is, has always been to have teams of people. And wait until you see some of the examples I'm going to give you. I mean, again, we don't really necessarily need reversals with a lot of these people. They're so damn evil, right? As you would know. But to have the reversal on top of that is just like it's a slam dunk. It's like they should be in shackles like to yesterday, you know. And
Wow.
so I know like the galvanic skin testing, the lie detector tests. Reverse speech is actually a higher form of lie detector than that.
Wow.
And
So if anybody wanted to really find out what someone's motives are or ambitions or, you know, ulterior motives, whatever, you could take a tape recorder with someone that you meet at a meeting or a job interview or someone you're in a relationship with and record them for about how long until you get something good about what a 5 minute recording and then go back and play it and then you'll be able to find out everything.
I found stuff with you in 20 seconds.
Oh gosh, is this gonna be
So,
embarrassing?
no, no,
All right,
no.
cool.
I would never do that. I would never do that. Matter
All
of fact,
right, like say that for when we stop recording.
right? No, I would never do that. And I'm
Folks,
absolutely.
I'm gonna put it out there. I don't care. Let's see
Well,
what
see
I'm
that.
really.
See somebody like you that's putting it out there and don't care. We're not going to find a lot of dark stuff with you. We're going to find a lot of beautiful things with you, which I found, you know.
Oh, wow. Okay,
And so,
cool.
I just want everyone to know I'm not here to spotlight on people in the truth movement. I have a really good idea of who to trust and who not to trust. I mentioned earlier where Shen and I were and all that. You
But
know,
using this method, you can find out who not to trust really fast.
my brother, we could end all lying on this earth today. And I don't say that like I really
Wow.
mean that. We could easily get a team of reverse, and I have colleagues and stuff, and we could do as much as we can do. And we try to I personally like using it for therapy. I'm going to give you some examples. I also like you what you mentioned, like Shannon will say to me, "Hey, will you reverse this guy selling this product?" Yeah, give it to me, you know? So I'll go in and then start listening. A lot of times people selling things, they don't even believe it themselves, you
Of course
know?
not.
Like,
Of course not.
you know,
Car
or they,
salesman right there, bro. Go to a used car
or
lot.
they might believe it, but they don't realize how detrimental it is, you know? And that will come out too. That will like yeah, that will come out too. I had a cancer patient and he was
Have you
saying,
done these on, have you run these, obviously I'm sure you have, this is going to be a really dumb question, but like on Trump or Kamala, on Biden?
all the above.
Wow, can
I'm
you?
gonna share with you in a few minutes some reversals of Trump that put me on my knees.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
So
the
you
guy
want to go
literally.
ahead and start with that, or what do you want to start with?
Well, let me just say this one little thing here. So, as I was going through life in 93, my grandfather passed away. It was the same year as Waco.
Your
And
question.
that year, I'll never forget that year because I'm watching the Branch Davidians as they're in this compound, and we got the world's mightiest military surrounding them, and they're slowly starting to let the kids out in the buses and stuff. And then all of a sudden, they start putting these bright lights on at night and playing this effing music, right? And I'm like, wow, why are they sleep depriving these people? It's like you got a problem with one, two, or three guys in there or something. I knew David Kresh used to go and jog all the time. People talked about it. They couldn't get him when he's out jogging. What are they doing here? And then so in fast forward, so that affected me. And fast forward to 95, 96 era, and I'm listening to our Art Bell show, which I used to love back then.
I
And
did too.
on comes this guy, David John Oates, talking about reverse speech. Well, that caught my attention. I knew about this, right? So I used to love listening to his program, and I was like, oh, this was, and all the different things that he would do. And then fast forward to 99, I'm living in Center City, Philadelphia at the time. In 99, I was given a copy. I was going to go to this lecture of this guy, Kurt Billings, and he was a CIA brat, a whistleblower, and he was talking on reverse speech and chemtrails. I've never heard about chemtrails. I knew about reverse speech, so I couldn't make it, but a good friend of mine went, gave me a copy of the DVD, and I played it. Well, lo and behold, as he was, what he was doing was showing examples of what they were doing at Waco. The
Wow.
music that they were pumping at night had subliminal reverse speech messages in them. So not only were they torturing these people, giving them sleep deprivation and loud music, but they're putting into the music. And I don't have a, I at some point or whatever, I could get a copy of this to show this. But in the music, these Nancy Sinatra's These Boots Come Knocking, we have you trapped in the reversals.
What?
And so
Wow.
that just, for me, I was.
And then you're, and then the subconscious picks that up, correct?
So you're being, you not only are you being sleep deprived, but your subconscious is being tortured too, that we're coming in for you.
So this takes me to what the hell is in the music today?
Brother, I'm telling you, we don't even listen to it in this house because it's so demonic. It's
I
so
mean, they're,
disgusting.
and they're not even hiding it. I mean, it's out in every, I
No.
mean, just look at Eminem, look at all
Right.
the Taylor Swift. I mean, they are in their videos visually showing this stuff, singing about it. I can only, I mean, do they, do you even need reverse speech for their music anymore?
You mean that? No, you don't. No. And then you only need reverse masking. They don't even need to put stuff in. I mean, many of them are crying out for help. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean,
Really?
they're crying out for
Probably
help.
like Britney Spears, right?
Britney Spears, Justin Bieber. I mean, he's talking about going to a Diddy party for a Ferrari. Like he just won a Ferrari, but he had to go to a party, but meanwhile, in his reversals, he's crying out for help.
What was he saying in his reversals?
Help me. Soul is tired, stuff like that. A lot of that kind of stuff. But you don't need the reversal from
Was
him.
Britney saying the same stuff?
I forget a lot of her stuff, but a lot of the very similar things. You can find all of that stuff.
Yeah, just go to her Instagram page.
Right.
I'm sorry, but it's like, yeah,
So let so
would you,
just and ending
well, let
and
me just ask
go
you
ahead.
another
Go ahead.
question. Would you say that in order for every artist to go mainstream now, I mean, it's obviously gotten very demonic, but let's say 80s, 90s into the early 2000s, We could say there was a contract, a soul contract there, and they were screaming. So would you say when you reverse speech, all these artists, they were pretty much all screaming for help because they knew that they were under the kind of a slave type of contract? I mean, are they all kind of regretful, or is a lot of them?
I've not listened to all of them. I focused on more of the ones my kids were listening to so that I could show them, because they get it. They're on board. Well, I used to I rever you'll hear some of their reversals. Kids are amazing to reverse, by the way. A lot of the Selena Gomez, Justin, all crying out for help, Britney, Ariana Grande was another one I remember doing with her. And they'll say in a reversal stuff like sold my soul or stuff like that, So,
I remember seeing a Bob Dylan interview where he was saying that he made a deal with the devil. He was, you
yeah.
know, and he was talking about that just out in open, out in the open, up front, just not hiding anything. And people would look at him and be like, all right, he's it's a figure of speech. He's just kind of, no, he was 100% legit telling the truth.
Yeah, and that would be a good reversal to do because he's talking in forward about selling his soul. So there's different characteristics about reverse speech that we learned. So I eventually went and started getting after all this stuff and the Kurt Billings and what they did at Waco and all. I finally said, I got to go and train with this guy, David Oates. And I finally started training with him. And you start to learn the different categories of reverse speech. There's what, first of all, you have to find out whether the person's being congruent or incongruent. And one of the first reversals that always stuck with me is I'm talking to somebody and they said they were talking about how they love to eat pizza, but in reverse, right where they say I love. And the reversal is always going to be right on top of the forward. Like when you're talking about something, the reversal of that something is going to be right there. That reversal is not going to end up somewhere else down the road. It's always going to be right on top of the forward. Whatever the person's talking about, the subconscious is going to be right on top of it, whatever that topic is. So this person was saying, I love to eat pizza. And right where she says, I love, in reverse, she says, hate it. So I said, hey, I let her listen to the reversal. So what's going on here? You're saying you love to eat pizza, but you clearly don't like to eat pizza because, oh no, you know why? Because it rips my stomach up. I have a problem with the sauce and all this kind of stuff. So she loves to eat it, but the subconscious is saying, don't do it.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
So
So
that.
let's say I say something like I love you, and someone else says I love you, another person says I love you. You play all three of us back. We're all saying something different in reverse speech, even though we're saying the same phrase, the same words.
That's a fantastic question. And yep, you're going to get, if you had 20 people saying the same thing, you're going to get 20 different reversals. It has nothing to do with
Wow.
the words backwards or the sound backwards or nothing. It has everything to do with what the right brain wants to talk about.
So
That's.
how does it do that? How does it implement that into the words? And everyone's different. So if I said
That's God,
something
brother.
with the same cadence, the same words as someone else, we're going to come out different when you reverse speech, when you reverse play it. Is there
Yes, you will.
is there a
Yes, you
certain
will.
way you play this back? A certain slow motion or slow mode or
So yeah, so we do. Like I said, we don't have the vinyl albums anymore. It's all digital now, and so it makes it easy to when you're listening to something, and then you get an ear for it, right? And you're like, oh, something was said there, and you start honing in on it. You start bringing it out, right? And you can slow it down and speed it up. And so going back and forth with fast and slow makes it a lot easier to start picking things up clear.
but you know who this would help a lot are parents that have infants.
So that's one of the first ones I'm gonna play for you. Matter of fact, let's start off with that. We're gonna start off with that.
Okay, so see, I didn't even know this, folks. I just all right.
So
Make
children.
sure you and you know how to use this. You use Zoom. Okay, cool.
All right, so this is really cool. Children, before they can speak in forward, actually speak in reverse. And these are some of the examples that my teacher, David Oates, shares on the internet. You can go to his channel, David John Oates, down here, and you can listen to a lot of this stuff. So let me play this. So it's a 4-month-year-old baby. Now the backwards. All right, you hear that? He was saying hello. You know, he's 4 months old, for God's sake. He's not going to sing a song to you, you know? So here's a 9 month reaching for a tape recorder. And these are all David's children, I believe, when they were young. He's saying, "What's that?"
Yeah, because he's reaching for the tape recorder.
Yeah. So he's playing that, "Ain't that?" And then right on top of that, "That" is "What's that?"
Wow. Yeah. I mean,
14 months. That was his daughter.
Yeah,
Just saying,
this
David,
is kind
help.
of creepy.
It is, and it's funny, you know, because you listen to some of this, and it is kind of creepy until you start hearing yourself, and then you're like, wow, this is kind of amazing. Like,
Wow. Yeah. No, this is, keep going, bro. This is like fascinating. Fascinating. That just love to be a Yeah, just
friend,
love to be a friend. Yeah.
just love to be a friend.
right?
Wow. Yeah.
Okay, so children are a lot of fun. I'll give you an example of my daughter.
I would imagine with children, you never really find anything nefarious or evil in there, right? I mean,
Well, yeah, rarely. Yeah, so I was in 2019. I was having a hell of a time. I was living in Center City. I'm a Trumper. I had a thriving business. Majority of my clientele were all liberal, and they just absolutely attacked me, you know. And I was going through a really heck of a time. I was having a hard time, and I knew I had to get out of the city. It just, and this was 2019. This is before the shit hit the fan,
right.
you know. So I knew I had to get out of the city, and I was talking to him. I said, "Lily, sit down and talk to me a little bit about, you know, your experience here." And
Because I don't want you to be upset. I want you to be happy. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you.
so she says she hates being home. You know,
Wow.
she
Yeah.
wants, she's talking about, "I just want you to
This
be
is when
happy
you
that—"
moved, correct?
Well, this is right before we moved.
Okay, so this is before you made the decision to move, and she's
Correct.
saying, "I want you to be happy," speaking about you, but
Right.
really subconsciously, she's saying, "I'm not happy here either."
Right. So
Wow.
when I
Wow.
listened to this dude, it just crushed me. You know, it was like, I knew I had
Wow.
to get out of here, but I really needed to get out of here. You know, and
Holy cow.
so children are amazing. I'll let's see. I'll give you one or two more of her. Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. This was funny. So we were having an issue with homeless, and She's.
They put trash on the ground. So everywhere we look, there's trash on the ground. I'm not sure shit gully where we've met with. I'm not sure shit gully where we've met with.
So she says, enough horse shit, Lily, where we Valis. Valis is a bag. If you look up the word Valis,
Okay.
and remember, often we talk in metaphors. That's something I didn't mention.
Okay.
So she's just talking about how she's going for a walk and there's a lot of, you're getting a lot of homeless where we were. And, she's like, this is horse shit. This is bullshit. Like, pick it up,
Right,
put it in the
right, right, right. It's
And I believe
disgusting.
at
Nobody
the
wants to
time,
see this.
right? Yeah, at the time she's like 7, 8 years old or so. 19. Yeah, she's yeah, exactly. So, and I could just go on forever about the kids. Let's keep this going though. But yeah, kids are amazing. Their consciousness is very pure. So it's and it's a lot of fun with the infants, of course. Let me bring you to. We'll do some more of the heavier stuff and then we'll go back to the therapy stuff. So let's play Mr. T. All right. So this is the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. T, the real POTUS. And this was his inauguration speech. And this is my teacher reversing him. And so I'll play a couple for that.
Okay, let's go on and take a listen.
Well, let's have a look at the inauguration. So here we have reversal number one.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute that.
And have an interesting verse to start off with. We've had a few comments on YouTube about what this means. I'll tell you what they are. Versal says, I'll see in the lawsuit.
I'll see in the lawsuit. I'll see in the lawsuit.
You hear that one there?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Okay, well, I didn't really know what it meant either, but some people reckon, he's going to face execute the office. He's going to be strong on crime. There'll be legal action happening. He's going to be strong on treaties.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah.
And he's thinking in business terms. See, when a businessman fights, he fights with lawsuits and subpoenas and legal actions.
Very good. Yeah.
So he's
Yeah.
thinking in business terms. So he's gonna fight for justice. He's gonna fight for what is right, and he's gonna use the law to his advantage. So he's stating his intent and purpose as he begins.
Fascinating. Very good analysis. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
And here we have another one. Well, got quite a few, so here's the next one.
Preserve, protect, and defend
the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
And this one uses a metaphor. It's actually quite profound once you understand what the metaphor means. So he says in reverse, I give my horse.
I give my horse. I give my horse.
And again.
I get my horse.
How
so there's two ways you can turn.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Two ways you can look. Well, there's probably more than two. There always is with reversals. But on a straight translation of a metaphor, a horse is to move forward with spiritual strength. So I'm going to give my strength and my energy. I'm going to give my soul to America. Or you can think of the general saying, I'm going to hand over my horse. I'm going to give all that I am on this mission that I have
yeah,
been
yeah.
given. Okay.
Wow, fits perfectly. Remarkable.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, quite an amazing reversal. Yep. Okay, next one along.
Their victories have not been your victories. Their triumphs have not been your triumphs. And while they celebrated in our nation's capital, there was little to celebrate for struggling families all across our land.
Okay, another profound missile. Thou bless your vow.
There will I see it loud.
There will I see it loud.
You hear that one?
There will I see it loud.
Where does he?
I want to skip up to another one that's more
along. Here we go.
One home and one glorious destiny.
Talk about our destiny, and he said backwards, and it said, see a road now.
And it said, zero, no.
Hmm.
And it said, zero, no.
Wonderful reverse.
What interesting... interesting language, David. These are...
So you get the gist?
Yeah, I get it now. Yeah, I do understand that. I'm wondering if there's a fraction of this where you're hearing what you want to hear. Does that make sense?
People have said that for a long time. I've heard that. And again, if you take his class or you get into the training, you're seeing, you're blowing up the sine wave, right? And you're seeing like where all the syllables and stuff are. So you can't really project what you want. You know, I know, because it sounds mumbled.
I mean, this just shows me how really complicated the mind is, or should we say how simplified the mind is. I mean, if you can just reverse, and with today's technology, this has gotten so much easier to where if you know how to work the software, you can find out the true motives behind somebody quite easily by doing this. If someone was just trained how to do this.
It's a slam dunk, brother. It's a slam dunk. Now,
let me ask you this. How long have you been training in this?
Well, training, I've been through the training that was back in 2018. Is when I officially went into the training. But don't forget, I've been around this my whole life. You know, so I'm used to hearing things. And yeah, there's a lot of mumbo jumbo in there. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of, and then you think, oh, right. I hear something. And that's what, you know, some people are like projecting like, oh, I wanted to say this. But once you really get into the nook and crannies and everything, the nut and bolts, you can't really, it's like.
But a lot of them are not so obvious. Like you have to have an ear for this and then slow it down and then. And then magnify it, right? And then play it back. And then someone can be like, oh, yes, that's what he's saying. And then you dive deep into what it means. It can mean something like the definition of horse. Like, I'll give them my horse or whatever he says. I would have just been like, all right, that's kind of, obviously, that's just a word there that he said that backwards, whatever. It's no big deal. But when you look into the definition of it, you understand what it means. And it actually means a lot.
Correct, because again, we're talking in metaphors.
Right.
So your horse, like if you have a dream book, your horse is your spirit. You know, so he's given us his spirit. He's going to take the slings and arrows for us. He's going to leave his unbelievable life, and he's going to actually take the slings and arrows, just like he's been saying he's going to do the whole time. So the one thing about Mr. T that I can say that is absolutely amazing, and I love being around. Maybe uneducated. I don't want to be nasty here, but uneducated people who always say he lies. He's such a liar. Right. He lies 19 million times. All this stupid talk. We can't find any lies with Mr. T.
Wow.
He is the most honest. Matter of fact, David is quoted on record saying, "My teacher, he's the most honest politician. He's the most honest politician that he's ever reversed." Well, he's not really a politician. We all know that.
Right, so right.
Trump's a straight shooter. You might not like what he's saying forward, but he's being honest with you. You know, you might not
just
like
that your daddy.
Well, you know, your daddy might tell you to go clean your room and you're going to get butthurt, but you know, they're up front. They're in your face. They're being honest, you know? And all right, well, let me give you some examples of the assassination.
Oh, yeah. I was going to actually ask you to play that. That's okay.
So this is okay. So let me skip that one. Hold on a second. Let me go to this one. Let's go to Miss Kim here.
What was your reaction when you saw the events unfold on Saturday?
Shock and then concern, obviously, for the former president. This is an event that should have never happened. I heard my footage.
I haven't finished it.
Right? Oh. Event's full shit. It gets better. It gets better.
The perimeter encompassed the area that we needed to secure for the event that we had on that day. What happened is a terrible incident and should never happen.
I nodded. are human with the dart.
Jeez.
She gave the nod. She gave the
right,
nod.
Right, right,
right. I thought that I'm human with the dart.
I have to agree. There's something here, man.
And we are obviously going to make sure that moving forward, we take whatever lessons we that come out of this and adjust accordingly.
She mucked her deals in the cellar. They screwed up.
The assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump on July 13th is the most significant operational failure of the Secret Service in decades. And I am keeping him and his family in my thoughts.
Sure you are.
Stop him.
Stop him. Stop him.
She keeps him in his thoughts, but meanwhile, her subconscious, she wants to stuff him.
Wow.
This is what we're dealing with. Okay, so I'll play one more.
We are fully cooperating with ongoing investigations. You
are not. You are not.
So she's saying she's cooperating, but her subconscious is, you are not.
Wow.
So that's a classic incongruent reversal. She's not
wow.
being she's saying one thing one way, but she's saying something else the other way. All right. So let's
I think
go.
This is all when I'm listening to this, it's almost like the spiritual side of them speaking out.
It is. So there's a point of us, you know, we spoke a little bit earlier and you know, all the Merkaba and all that kind of stuff. So a large portion of us believe this is the higher self.
What I believe. That's where I'm going with this.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm right with you. Cause you know, you got your gut instincts. You got that discernment in the heart, right? The heart coherence, right? You got your spiritual center, but then you have what I feel is like the higher self, you know?
Yeah. And I that's where I'm going with this. I think this is the spiritual side of them speaking subconsciously through them.
Yep. It absolutely is. Now, granted, I'm only giving you 0.00000001% of, you know, of an example. Now you would have to have at least, I feel, three reverse speech people doing one person so that they could, so that, you know, one person is hearing something and the other two could go in and validate exactly if they're hearing those exact words. You know, if you had a team, if you had teams of reverse speech people reversing all these people, we wouldn't have no more problems. We would know what products are safe, who's being honest to us, you know, on and on and on. Like it's a game changer. There's a few things I feel markers that God gives us.
There's some things that I'm kind of iffy on. Like I'm like, I don't know if I really heard that or, you know, you just be hearing what you want to hear. But some of it is so blatant.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah,
it's just wild, and I think the true intention behind their speech is there. That's what I'm looking at. The true intention.
Yeah. So let's say we throw out the iffy ones, throw them out. You know, we could spend hours on this lady.
Yeah. Yes, we could.
And how many times would you know stuff them and all this stuff that would you have to need to be like, I think that maybe she's not the best intentions.
Right, 100%. Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. Wow.
So that's really, wow. You know, now let's get rid of her. We'll go into this character.
Oh, boy.
Can we hear it for Tim Walz? Oh, Mr. Frey!
Oh, Mr. Frey! Oh, Mr. Frey!
And it is so good to be here with so many incredible leaders, including my dear friends, Senator Catherine Cortez Masto. Queenamos Luihip.
Queenamos Luihip.
Queenamos Luihip.
Don't know what that means, but they're hidden ear monster.
Senator Jackie Rosen. Jimenez Orrego.
So they have a problem with this person she just announced, right? So there's worry, she's saying. Senator Jackie, whatever. She goes, and there's worry.
Jeez.
before I was elected a United States Senator. I was an elected Attorney General, and before that, District Attorney.
You know what I also noticed about Kamala? Is that she has that bedroom voice talk that women that have played the game a long time all have. It's like that Jezebel bedroom voice. You get what I'm saying? Like that, the way they speak to men, like an you know, the way, I guess you could say, a Las Vegas type of escort speaks to a man. It's the same kind of a tune or the same kind of flow, right? You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's totally the way they talk. That's the way, and well, trust me, I know. I'm telling you.
It's hypnotic.
Yeah, you know? it's a bedroom lull, like it's a bedroom lull voice that only that I've ever seen really escorts use. You know what I mean? Or women that have that Jezebel attachment to them, that spirit. And that's all I know this because in my 20s, I dated a lot of them. You know.
Well, I mean, we won't tell all the
I pick it up
about dude. Her.
I pick it up. Trust me.
How much time do we have? Because I got so many reversals.
Let's do a few more.
Okay. We'll do a few more of her. I'm gonna do Robert Kennedy. I'm gonna do yours.
Okay. Yeah.
To say, in this campaign, I will proudly put my record against his every day of the week. Every day of the week. You would be in your Rexy.
You would be in your Rexy.
You would be in your Rexy.
Oh, that's pretty obvious.
Right. So you get the gist there. Let's go to Robert. Let's do some positive ones.
Okay.
My throat was much worse, and I went to Japan with Cheryl about 6 months ago and had a novel surgery that they only do in Kyoto. So worth it. Yum, yum.
So worth it. Yum, yum.
So he's the wolf, the soul wolf. Yum, yum. Like, he just had something that really helped him.
So worth it. Yum, yum.
That the values that I am trying to promote are the exact values that my father and my uncle would have promoted. And I've, you know, written books about my family. I've studied them.
The walk I am in a dove. You know, so he's walking the path of a dove. What's the dove representation of peace and right?
See, again, that's where I feel like you're hearing what you want to hear on that one.
Sure. And that's where this is a prime example of where you would have to be into the reverse speech program to really see the whole thing and really.
Dude, but there's some that are so obvious, you know.
It's true. Yeah, there. It's true. And again, you could take an hour of somebody's speech and throw out like 30 of the reverse.
This one to me is debatable, especially the soul wolf one. I mean, that doesn't seem good to me, but to you it does.
Let's do one more. Okay, I just because I hear them a lot.
Okay.
What specifically would you do to lower inflation?
Well, number one, I'm gonna wind down the American empire and start. We've spent $8 trillion on the Iraq war.
I'll find the crime we lied now. So if you listen to it a couple times, close your eyes, you'll hear those words pretty clearly. Yeah, if you had earphones on, you could really hear that out. You know,
no, I hear that one.
And plus, he's got broken up forward speech too. You know, so it's amazing that this is coming out like that for him. So So one of the things that I want to bring to your audience's attention is reverse speech. Yes, we could use it to find out who's lying or not. But for me, reverse speech is for therapy. And give you an example.
You're using it for the good.
Yeah, I'm using it with my friends and you know, people having some issues. So I'll go in and ask them. Here we go. I used to record all my friends' phone calls. I used to have
Did
the
they know this?
They didn't
Did they
at
know
first.
This?
That, well, you know, I would do that, and then I would do some reversals on them, and I would send them the reversals, and they'd be like, "Dude, I'm not fucking calling you no more." this is my good buddy Rich. He's in my men's group, and he was in conflict because his wife decided to, and he just did not want to take that route. So we wanted to go in and find out some stuff. I'm trying to find the one that I really loved that he did. Here we go. So he's talking about his wife.
And my unwillingness. So, Samuel, open now.
Samuel, open now.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
All right. So basically,
my
he
unwillingness.
Yeah, he doesn't want to do that. It's his unwillingness to do that. But his subconscious is saying, just send love to her now. That's the only answer. There is no, in this situation,
wow.
Just send love now. Let me see which.
So like the true intention is being said.
Yes.
Even though, wow. Yeah.
There's something coming. And.
Am I can get my shirt, is it?
So he's talking about something's about to happen, right?
Right.
I'm not really sure what he's saying. I can get myself visit. I'm not sure what that. I have to go back and read. This was a little while, 2 years ago. I did these with him. That wasn't the greatest, but there's. I forget. I have to go back and re-listen to these. I'll give you. Let's do yours real quick.
Okay.
So this is
from Juanito.
What do you think you said?
I have no idea what that says right there. I know I said Juanito.
Yes, so then after that, okay, that was the Ford, obviously, but then you say this is a good one actually.
Dude, I can't decipher that.
You actually say what? Me lone wolf. You're a lone wolf.
And that's what I'm wearing on my hat right now.
Are you really?
Yeah, look at it.
Okay, it's hard to see. It's like glary. Oh my god, yeah. There you go, dude. There you go. I did this morning.
That's crazy. Look, that yeah. Doesn't it say lone wolf?
Yeah. Yeah, you're the lone. I mean, there's not a lot of Ninos out there right now helping in the way that you are.
That's
you're a lone
crazy.
Wolf.
That's what I'm wearing right now. That's his hat. Do you see what it says?
I do. Yeah. Well, there you go, bro. That was the first one I got on you. So
that's wild.
If that's not helping you.
I'm kind of freaked out right now. I'm kind of freaked out right now.
All right, let's do another one that you did. What did you say here? Oh, yeah, okay, this was pretty good. Yeah, so you're talking about noble gold.
I'm wearing the hat that says the lone wolf. By rolling over your existence.
Yeah, and you say it in your reversal. That's for you. That was your message to you right now to show you this is real. If you don't get any, I didn't know you were going to wear that hat, dude. I couldn't even see that damn thing.
You didn't
right?
even know. Yeah.
I couldn't make this shit up. I can't do your reversal for you. This is your voice.
Wow. So, all right, dude, I'm throwing back big time.
So right here, you're talking about noble gold.
This is here we go, bro. This is here we go, bro.
You say you talk about it's going to erupt.
Okay.
I forget where I had wrote them all down this morning, but I can't find the darn things.
The lone wolf one, I'm so blown away.
Yeah, but this one here is pretty good too, because you can clearly hear that things are going to erupt. You're talking about noble gold. What's the intention about the noble gold? Helping people in their financial situation, right?
Right,
Because shit's going to hit the fan, right?
Correct. 100%. And I truly believe that.
You're saying that.
By rolling over your existence. This is here going to go erupt.
Just something, it will erupt. I have to.
Right.
No, it's going to.
Or evil. It sounds like evil will erupt.
That's what it is. Just evil, it will erupt. Exactly what it is. Yeah, that's what it is. It's something like that. Just evil erupt. Yeah. But again, you're talking, and it's on contrast to what you're talking about in the forward.
Right,
so
right.
So that's a congruent reversal.
Jeez. Gosh. Okay? And you really got to have an ear for this.
You do. And again, once you have things set up, now I do my reversals on a separate computer, so I couldn't jump back, and you know, I was too nervous. I was going to try to pull the whole program out, and this thing I needed was for it all to crash because Zoom's going and there are things out. And but we certainly could down the road, like offline, we could talk about some things maybe. And if you have some concerns, you know, we could always go in.
Well, I know that Juan has talked to me about this stuff before.
Yes,
I told him that someone reached out to me about this, and he was, it's real. It's real. You know, the three-letter agencies really study this stuff, and they do a lot of work within this type of criteria, right? Like, this is not hokey pokey, you know. There's actually substance to this. And actually, like, I'm still kind of thrown back about the lone wolf one, because I am, whatever that was that just happened right now that you said, I said the lone wolf, and then I'm wearing the hat, the lone wolf, the synchronicity of that happening right now as well. See, I look at that as a spiritual level. I look at that as like mathematically, how did that just happen on this podcast where right when you said that, I'm wearing the hat of the lone wolf.
That's for you, brother.
That blows your message. Me away, dude.
That was
I'm
your
just
message.
Blown away.
Yeah. That's for you. So, you know, I know we're going to get towards the end of this, and we could just go on for absolutely.
I'm blown away right now with that. That particular, if I got anything out of this, it was that. And I don't even know what to think.
I told you, once you listen to yourself, you're going to change.
Yeah, but you could have never knew that I was going to be wearing a hat that says the lone wolf on it.
No. And plus, I'm not that good to. I'm not John Lennon.
Yeah.
I can't put the words in there, you know. But we, you know, one of the things, though, I think I might have mentioned to you that, you know, I launched this company with a group of friends. It's called 11. And we're working with Clay Clark. And we've been blessed to get to, you know, go to the Reawakening Tour. We launched the company up in Detroit in June. And I had a lot of fun going around and interviewing a lot of people, which I'm still in the process of doing some reversals on some of that stuff.
People might run from you.
Hey, listen, if they run, they have something to hide. You're not running.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not running. So, I mean, listen, I'm tired of being lied to. You know, I'm tired of this bullshit. We all are.
And I'm with you, dude. I'm with you. And, you know, the confirmation for me, and if I got anything out of this, I believe this is spiritual. Everything is spiritual, 1,000%. The confirmation I just got right now was the lone wolf that you heard in that message, and I'm wearing and it says lone wolf on my cap. Dude, how do you, we didn't orchestrate this. We didn't plan this.
I just did it this
morning. I'm blown
away
right now. But am I really? I mean, this is something that I believe in.
It's a gift from God, you know. Back in like 2010, I was at a conference and somebody brought up Jim Hummel and MMS. I thought that was a gift from God. It was so cheap and it was so profound to help people with their health. I feel like God gives us these gems down the road, you know, and reverse speech to me was always like one of those gems, you know. And
all I'm going to say is, folks, there's something to this, because I just got confirmation right now. I was kind of iffy about it up until this point. up until the lone wolf part of this segment. Now I am going to look into this further. I'm interested in this. There's something to this. I believe our subconscious speaks through our words, absolutely. And it's a spiritual level. It was just confirmed to me right now. And I know the people, the audience watching, there's no denying what just happened right now. I gotta say, I'm gonna look into this more. And Ron Searchy, ladies and gentlemen, Ron Searchy, reverse speech. Where do people find you, Ron?
So the best place to go is at 11.com. That's ELEV3N.com. ELEV3N.com. We're onboarding practitioners right now. This website, this company, we're looking to become the largest database of holistic health. So reverse speech, we just launched with 60-some modalities, massage, chiropractic, cupping, a whole litany of amazing modalities. Reverse speech just happens to be one of the modalities that we're launching with. And so we need a lot of help. We got a lot of pushback going with Big Pharma. You know, if anyone is inclined to come and help us, you can go to 11.com and go to and sign up. It's free to sign up. It's, just in saying that we are, the whole thing about 11 and the way it came to me is this whole divine thing. It's, matter of fact, I really feel like it's somewhere down the road. You should speak to the founder, Lori Curtin. She had a near-death experience, so God came to her and gave this project to her. So I already had an incredible life and all this stuff going on, and she saw some of the work I was doing and reached out to me. She pitched this concept to me, and I thought it was just one of the most divine possible things. And but we need some help. We've gotten a lot of pushback. I've been working on this for 7 years now. And reverse speech is just one of the modalities that you can find there. And you can find me throughout there too. In closing too, it's like, we know that the shit is about to really hit the fan.
100%, yeah.
But what's on the other side? You know, what is coming on the other side is like, wow. It's incredible. I mean, you know, we could talk about med beds and that kind of stuff. And I'm already talking and connecting with people on those levels with these particular types of quantum light healing modalities. And so we are looking to become a hub for all things holistic health, so that when we get on the other side, God forbid you get diagnosed with something and you're inundated with allopathic medicine, conventional medicine. Well, we want to give you that option on the other side of things. There's a lot of holistic stuff out there for people. And
I think they're starting to come out right now, actually, because humanity, you know, has no choice. We can't trust Western medicine anymore. And there's a lot of doctors that are brave and coming out and saying, look, there's other methods, alternatives here. So,
we want to make America healthy again,
right? You know, yeah,
and our last thing is, it's free for practitioners to come and sign up. We are a platform to help connect people, you know. But one way you can look at it is, we are the Airbnb of holistic health. So there's no money out of pocket till money comes in pocket. We take an 11% of that, and you know, we're just really trying to help heal the world and help change people's concept of the way they look at health and wellness.
Beautiful. Ron, thank you so much. Ron Searchy, folks. 11.com. ELEV3, the number 3.com.
For the Trinity. All right. Yeah.
I'll put that down there at the bottom, folks. Hit go down to the description box below and click on the link and get started. Ron, thank you so much for joining me. This has been incredible.
My pleasure, brother. My pleasure. Thank you so much for all you're doing.
You got it. And you too, Ron. Thank you.
Thank you.